This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We'll start with your commodity markets, as always, from the Chicago Board of Trade, where corn was up a half cent for March at 378 and three quarters. May corn was up a half cent as well at 386 and three quarters. And July corn was up three quarters of a cent to 394 and a half. Beans were down 1 penny for March to 916 and a half. May beans were down a penny as well at 930 and three quarters. And July soybeans were down 1 1/4 cents to 943 and three quarters. Chicago wheat for March were up 2 1/4 to 522 and a quarter. May wheat was up 4 1/4 to 526. And July wheat was up 4 1/2 cents to 526 and a half. Soybean meal for March was up 90 cents to 310.10 a ton. May soybean meal was up a dollar to 314.20 a ton. And July bean meal was up 80 cents to 318.10 a ton. Finally, soybean oil for March was down 34 cents to 29.99. May bean oil was down 33 cents to 30.34. And July bean oil was down 31 cents to 30.68. At this time, we'll move on to the Illinois Department of Agriculture for Wednesday's Cash Grain Reports.
This is Wednesday's reported grain price returns prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices are mixed on Wednesday afternoon as the grain trade awaits fresh news. In northern western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids penny higher, 336 to 361. Soybean bids are mostly steady to a penny lower at 830 to 868. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to a penny lower at 346 to 363. Soybean bids were mostly steady to a penny lower at 851 to 871. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 1 to 3 cents higher at 347 to 378. Soybean bids were mostly steady to a penny higher at 853 to 885. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were mixed at 885 to $9. Basis is steadied up 3 at 3200 to 17 under the March. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis is offered at $288.10 to $300.10, up 90 cents a ton with basis unchanged at $2200 to $10 under the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids are up a penny at $354 to $373 with basis steady to $2500 to $6 under the March. Illinois river barge flooding elevators coated to producer corn bids 3 to 5 cents higher at $365 to $372 with basis up 2 to 4 at $1400 to $7 under the March. Soybeans ended mixed at 867 to 875 with basis steady to up to at 50 under to 42 under the March. New crop wheat prices were 5 cents higher at 492 to 516 with basis unchanged at 35 under to 11 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 2 to 3 cents higher, 392 to 393. These elevators raised their soybean prices 1 to 3 cents, quotations at $9 to 901. Soft wheat closed mixed at 552 to 557, and Milo ended the day up a penny at 423 to 424. Contract bids for producers for fall delivery, corn in the northern part of the state at 349 to 372, soybeans at 875 to 904. In the central part of the state, corn for fall delivery at 358 to 374, soybeans at 888 to 923. And in the southern part of the state, corn for fall delivery at 343 to 378, soybeans at 876 to 910, and June-July wheat at 497 to 524. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Moving on to your livestock numbers from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Live cattle for February were down 87 cents to 125.95 a head. April live cattle were down 90 cents to 126.97, and June live cattle were down 35 cents to 117.80. Feeder cattle for March were down 87 cents to 143.52. April feeders were down 57 cents to 146.07, and May feeders were down 42 cents to 147.25. Finally, lean hogs for February were down 2 pennies to 55.15. April hogs were down 55 cents to 59.77. And May lean hogs were down 20 cents to 68.67. And now we'll move on to the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture for yesterday's cash livestock reports.
Thank you. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday afternoon's livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Afternoon Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 18 cents higher in a range of $44.50 to $48.78, with the weighted average carcass price of $48.20. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sow prices were steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 20 to 24, 4 to 500 pounds at 22 to 28, 5 to 600 pounds at 25 to 32, over 600 pounds at 28 to 35. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, prices for barrows and guts of country buying points were steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 26 to 35. Receipts for Illinois barrows and guts totaled 24,988. And the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at $123 to $126, and on a dress basis traded at $200. Heifers on a live basis traded at $123 to $124, and on a dress basis traded at $199 to $200. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established, 349 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $63.88, which is $1.34 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading lower. Choice carcasses are $216.44, which was 72 cents lower, with select carcasses at $212.01, which was 99 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 108,000, compared to 117,000 for last week and 116,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 464,000, compared to 473,000 for last week and 466,000 for 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
President Trump says he may be willing to extend trade talks with China if there's real progress, but only for a short time. It's a deal both President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping want, one between the world's two biggest economies, that would end a punishing trade war that's been taking a big bite out of U.S. soybean and pork sales to China. So, Trump says he's willing to give it more time, if there's no breakthrough by a March 1st deadline.
The 10% or $200 billion goes up to 25% on March 1st, and so far I've said don't do that. Now, if we're close to a deal where we think we can make a real deal and it's going to get done, I could see myself letting that slide for a little while. But generally speaking, I'm not inclined to do that.
American Farm Bureau trade advisor Dave Salmonson suggests talks this week in Beijing could be a prelude to further negotiations.
Or is this a setup for future talks, which isn't bad. You know, they keep going. These are difficult issues. If in the meantime we can get some more purchases, we can roll back some of the tariffs, we can get to a better, a more normal, or what we were used to having, considering a normal trade environment with China, but still talk about these other issues. That certainly, as was done in December, that could definitely be extended.
That would give some more time to discuss the real deal issues of ending alleged Chinese theft of U.S. intellectual property and forced technology transfer from U.S. firms doing business in China. China's recent goodwill buys of U.S. soybeans have helped, but don't make up for the huge export losses so far, and won't bring about a final Trump-Xi summit until Beijing commits to a long-resisted structural change. An ethanol analysis of the ethanol industry found significant contributions to the U.S. economy. Announced by the Renewable Fuels Association during its annual National Ethanol Conference, the organization says the study shows that despite regulatory and marketplace challenges in 2018, the industry made a remarkable contribution to the U.S. economy. The analysis found that the industry supported nearly 366,000 jobs and generated nearly $46 billion in gross domestic product in 2018. According to the analysis, the production and use of 16.1 billion gallons of ethanol in 2018 generated an estimated $4.8 billion in tax revenue to the federal treasury and a $4 billion in revenue to state and local governments. The analysis also estimated the impact of the ethanol industry on the state economies in top ethanol-producing states. Iowa, Nebraska, and Illinois were the top three states in terms of economic impacts, but states like Ohio, Kansas, Michigan, Texas, Missouri, California, and New York also benefited from ethanol plants' contributions. In international news, the soybean harvest is rapidly moving in South America. Don Ruse of U.S. Commodities reports harvest pace and yield information in Brazil.
Probably somewhere in the area, 25, 26, 27% harvested on soybeans in Brazil, about twice as fast as normal. We've got Mato Grosso, which if you put it in perspective is a little bit in the north, and they're about 50% harvested. The yields, what are the yields? Mato Grosso, that's the fastest state, you know, 50%. Their yield is coming in right at 50 bushels. That's down about 3% from last year, so the yield a little bit less. And that's mainly due to the dry conditions. Remember, it was too wet early. Then it turned dry in January, and so the crop is under a little bit of pressure there.
He says those soybeans won't hit the market right away.
It's harvest time, and they realize this isn't the best time to be selling their crop, although the soybean price around the world has gone up a bit. They're about 38% sold on their crop versus 44% normal. So the price that they would like before they got aggressive on sales, equivalent to July, that's still their new crop price. 980 to 990 is kind of their sweet spot. Well, July soybeans right now are 937.
He says the weather pattern has stabilized in the region compared to earlier in the growing season.
When you look at it, things have stabilized. That's true. It was dry, and then that pattern changed. And it was wet in Argentina, and that pattern changed. Where we're at right now is the soybeans. I don't think it's going to help the soybeans a lot anymore. Maybe in Paraná, which is the one that's further south, Rio Grande do Sul, you know, maybe help the soybeans there a bit. But, you know, they're going to have a pretty aggressive harvest when you move south by mid-March. So you're about in that time frame. You know, you can get some tail-end rains help, but it's going to be more limited.
Ruse adds the quality of Brazilian soybeans will be competitive with U.S. soybeans, but adds that a potential trade agreement between China and the United States could tip the scales.
Yeah, I think it's pretty competitive, and this is hard to believe, but actually, China, from a quality standpoint, prefers Brazil soybeans over the U.S., so that gives them a little bit of a head nod. The producer, actually, in Brazil, and I would say Argentina, too, very concerned that if the U.S. and China works out a deal, that their exports go down and their price goes down. So while we're hoping something happens, they're kind of hoping something doesn't happen.
That's Don Ruse, founder of U.S. Commodities. Moving on to local news, the deadline to register for Annie's project, Education for Farm Women, is today. The six-session series begins on Tuesday and will run for the next 6 weeks, ending on Tuesday, March the 26th. Sessions will run from 5:30 to 8:55 p.m. at the U of I Extension office in Hillsboro. To register, you can contact the Extension office in Hillsboro at 532-3941 or online at go.illinois.edu/CJMM. Remember, the deadline to register is today. And in FFA news, the Litchfield FFA chapter is currently holding a canned food drive as their project for FFA week. The food drive will be running through Tuesday, February 26th. Items can be dropped by the Litchfield High School or sent to school with any FFA member or student. And the Hillsboro FFA chapter will be holding their monthly student meeting at the Ag Building at the high school on Monday, the 18th, at 4 p.m. Discussion for the meeting will be over FFA week and activities and plans for the month of March. And if you have anything in your local area that's going on for FFA week and you'd like it aired here on WSMI, you can email me at Gabe, G-A-B-E, at WSMIradio.com. For this Valentine's Day morning, Thursday, February the 14th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.